Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Kathy.
Now there are a lot of interesting and unusual animals around the world. What are some of your favorites, Kathy?
Well, my favorite animals are rabbits.
I think I remember that. You have
yes.
a pet rabbit.
Yes. But I also like dogs and squirrels.
Okay, mm-hmm. cool.
What are some of yours, Pat?
My favorite animals are rhinos.
I remember that too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but I'm fond of a number of others, including wolves. Mm-hmm. Wolves are pretty cool. I like hippos.
Uh-huh.
And for some strange reason, uh-huh. I like rats.
You like rats?
Well, I mean, if it's the ones that run around at night on the uh-huh. street, I will not go and pick them up.
Of course.
And I don't want any in my house unless they're pets. But I just like them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's to do with some of the books and games that I played and I read when I was a kid. The rats were somehow interesting characters.
Mm-hmm. So what animal are we talking about today?
It's a monster.
A monster? What?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a real animal or one that isn't real, like the one living in Loch Ness in Scotland?
Well, let's read through the article and find out about these special monsters, which have a very unusual name, axolotls.
Okay.
Reading.
Axolotls, the swimmers with a smile. There's a monster living in the water around Mexico City. But this monster isn't scary at all. In fact, it might make you smile. It's a special animal called an axolotl, meaning water monster in the language of the Aztec people. The axolotl is a type of salamander, which can live in water and sometimes on land. It looks different from other salamanders with its light pink skin and feather-like gill stalks, coming out from behind its head. Young axolotls have what looks like a constant smile, making them seem friendly. Their looks have made them popular in recent years. Axolotls are more than just cute, though. They have an amazing ability to grow back limbs that are lost. One axolotl named Frankie grew back part of his face and eye after losing them to an infection. Axolotls even seem to resist getting cancer. Scientists are working to figure out the secret behind the axolotl's regenerative ability. They hope that it can help humans regenerate organs that are damaged. There is no denying that scientists still have a lot to learn from axolotls about what they can do.
So today's article begins by saying, there's a monster living in the water around Mexico City.
Oh, 文章一开头说墨西哥的水域附近住着一个怪物。It sounds like it's going to be a big crocodile or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read more though. The article says, but this monster isn't scary at all. In fact, it might make you smile. 但这怪物一点也不吓人。事实上它可能还会让你笑哦。
So the word scary means frightening. Something that will scare you and make you afraid. Maybe it's a dark night, or a loud and unusual noise, or a big spider. All of those things could be scary. Now, some people will find something scary, but others are just not scared of them. Here's an example sentence using scary. This movie was so scary that I couldn't watch it without closing my eyes.
Scary 这个形容词意思是可怕的。例如你去看恐怖片就是 a scary film, 或是你觉得那个影子很吓人 that shadow looks scary. So that's what scary means, but we're saying these monsters are not scary at all.
If we say something isn't scary at all, we mean it is really not scary. We could put other adjectives in the place of scary in this kind of a sentence.A meal could be not delicious at all, clothes could be not comfortable at all, or a hotel room could be not clean at all. This structure is used simply to say that something is in no way like the adjective we put in the sentence. For example, these plane tickets are not expensive at all.So, we should buy them quickly.
Not 什么什么 at all, 就是一点也不,完全不的意思,用在否定句。 通常呢放在句子的最后面，如同刚刚 Pat 老师帮我们举的很多例子中的那样。 So what is this monster in the article?
Well, the article says it's a special animal called an axolotl, meaning water monster, in the language of the Aztec people. The Aztecs were a group of people who lived in Central America from around the year 1300 to 1521, or thereabouts.
文章告诉我们，这是一种特殊的动物，叫做美西螈，一种蝾螈。这是我们今天的标题，它把它称为六角恐龙，在阿兹特克人的这个意思当中是水怪。Let's learn more about this animal. The article says the axolotl is a type of salamander which can live in water and sometimes on the land. 文章接着做更多的介绍。这种六角恐龙是一种蝾螈，可以在水中生活，有时候也可以生活在陆地上。
So Kathy described this creature as a kind of salamander.And a salamander is an amphibian, which, again, as Kathy mentioned, means that it can live on land and in the water, like a frog. Frogs are an amphibian. Now, salamanders look more like lizards than frogs. They have long bodies, they have short arms and legs, and long tails. And one thing about salamanders, they have quite bright colors, bright yellows, bright reds, something like that.
这种蝾螈呢，它是一种两栖类，可以生活在水中还有陆地上。那它们长得跟蜥蜴蛮像的，所以我们也可以说 they have a lizard-like appearance.
Okay, so next the article tells us about these creatures, these axolotls, and how they are different from other salamanders. It says, it, the axolotl, looks different from other salamanders with its light pink skin,and feather-like gill stalks coming out from behind its head. So, as you can see, these are sort of, and I can see why they call it a monster, because it's a weird-looking, strange-colored animal, and like we said about salamanders, it has a bright color, in this case, pink. And we say it has these feather-like gill stalks. Now, feathers, of course, are kind of like the hair on birds. Feathers are the things that make up their wings and appear, like, shorter,than the wing ones on the rest of their bodies. Birds use feathers for flying and also for keeping warm and dry. Now we say feather-like, so like feathers, they look like feathers. So we're here in the article saying that the axolotl has something that looks a bit like the feathers on birds. Here's an example sentence using the word feathers.Male peacocks are known for their bright feathers with eye patterns on them.
接着文章告诉我们这种六角恐龙的外观是长什么样子哦。它和其他的蝾螈看起来不同，它拥有亮粉红色的皮肤，还有羽毛状的腮柄从后脑勺长出来，大家可以想象非常特别的样子哦。那这边我们有一个单字 feather， 就是羽毛，这里的意思是蝾螈身上有个部位和鸟类羽毛长得很像。例句这里说呢，雄孔雀它们以鲜艳的羽毛和眼纹闻名。But what do these animals have that look like feathers?
Well, they have gill stalks. So gills are openings in the sides of fish and other animals that allow them to breathe underwater. Where stalks are kind of like the long parts of flowers that stick up. A stalk is anything that's long and thin.So the axolotl's gills, the things that let them breathe underwater, are on stalks, and they look like bird feathers. Really, the best way to understand what we're talking about is to take a look at the pictures of these animals in our magazines. You'll see the gill stalks, you'll see the colors, you'll see what we're talking about.
因为呢是两栖类动物，所以这些蝾螈它们是用鳃呼吸，鳃的英文就是 gill, 它们的鳃长得像大家可以想象柄状物，就是 stalk, 像花的茎一样很长，而且这个鳃还长得像羽毛。各位如果看我们杂志上的图片，就会很清楚它们是长什么样子咯。These animals sound strange, so why do they make people smile?
Well, according to the article, it says young axolotls have what looks like a constant smile, making them seem friendly. So I guess if they smile at you, you smile back. Mm-hmm. Now, something that's constant is there all the time. It doesn't go away and it doesn't really change. Mm-hmm. If we talk about constant rain, we're talking about rain that never stops falling. If someone has a constant smile, they are always smiling. So we could say, I like my roommate, but her constant singing can sometimes be annoying. So she sings all the time.
这里告诉我们呢，说我们为什么这些六角恐龙看起来会让人家想笑哦，原因是因为年轻的六角恐龙身上看起来很像一直在微笑的样子，所以让他们看起来很友善。 Constant 就是持续不断的，一直保持保有的意思。例句这里说呢，我很喜欢我的室友，但是他不停地一直唱歌，有时候真的很恼人哦。
So the article also says about the axolotls that their looks have made them popular in recent years.
文章也说呢，他们的样貌也让他们在近几年来都很受欢迎。Looks 这里指的是样貌。如果要形容一个人长得很美貌的话，英文你可以这么说 ,have good looks. Next, we see that the article says axolotls are more than just cute though. 不过呢，六角恐龙不仅仅只是可爱，他们还有其他我们课文要接着介绍的特征哦。
Right, they're not just cute animals. Like all animals, they have something special about them, something they can do. So what else can we learn about them? The article says they, axolotls, have an amazing ability to grow back limbs that are lost, which is really cool. Now, our limbs are our arms and legs. The word could mean either. So if we hear, oh, someone lost a limb, we don't know if it's their arm or their leg. Now, the word limb could also mean similar parts of the body in other animals. So birds' wings are also limbs. The eight things that octopuses have are kind of basically like limbs. Yes. So it's any sort of long part that stretches off the body and they can use to kind of move or grab things. So here's an example of how we can use limb. Kevin injured one of his limbs in a bike accident, but he didn't tell me which one. Another point to mention about limb is it's got the letter B, but you don't really pronounce the letter B. You kind of pronounce it just like L-I-M, limbs. It's like lamb, I guess. It's one of those words without the B.
Okay. 哇，这篇文章提到的蝾螈，它有一项特异功能，就是它们有惊人的能力，可以让失去的四肢重新长回来。Limbs 这个名词指的就是身体的部位，可以指肢、臂或是腿。That's amazing.
Right. The fact that they can grow their limbs back is really special. And they can do more than this. We see next in the article that one axolotl named Frankie grew back part of his face and eye after losing them to an infection.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, there are, in England, we have these little, again, they're amphibians, they're like water lizards called newt, N-E-W-T. And every kid in England would know when I was a kid that if you cut a newt's tail off, it would grow back. So there are other animals that have this thing. But we talked about one, an axolotl, that could grow back its face and like eye and stuff, which is really cool.
Wow.
And it had an infection, which caused it to lose these things. An infection is when our body gets something in it that causes a disease or kills our body cells. So if you cut yourself, you need to keep that cut clean or you'll get an infection that could cause problems for other parts of your body. We could also talk about getting an infection of a virus like a cold or the flu. In this case, the virus, this kind of tiny little cell, gets into our bodies and then they grow more copies of themselves. That's also an infection. Here's another example. Putting this cream on your cut will stop you from getting an infection.
这边提到说六角恐龙它不只可以让它失去的四肢重新长回来，文章还告诉我们有一只叫做 Frankie 的六角恐龙，它居然在受到感染之后呢，失去一部分的脸跟眼睛，但是最后却长回来了。Infection 就是感染或是传染病。如果你要形容暴露在容易受感染的环境的话， 英文你可以这么说 To be exposed to infection. Wow, this is really an impressive ability.
Yeah, and there's more. We even see that axolotls even seem to resist getting cancer.
Oh.
So the word resist means to stop something from happening.
Mm-hmm.
You're attacked by it or it tries to affect you, but you're strong enough to fight it off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our bodies try to resist infection so that we stay healthy. If you get a lot of exercise and have a healthy diet, this will help you resist colds and other problems.We could also use the word resist to mean fighting back against a force or a rule that you don't like, and also to mean refusing to give up or give in when times are difficult. So here's another use of the word resist. The police told the man not to resist when they arrested him. So don't fight back.
Mm-hmm.还有另外一样很厉害的就是这种六角恐龙似乎可以呢抗拒罹患癌症。Resist getting cancer 用的文法是 resist, 后面加 V-I-N-G, 抵抗或是抗拒做某件事情。Their bodies can resist from being infected. What an interesting and useful feature. Will it be possible that one day we humans can also have this kind of ability too?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, if axolotls can resist cancer, maybe it's possible that we can too. As the article says, scientists are working to figure out the secret behind the axolotl's regenerative ability. The phrasal verb figure out means to understand, to find the answer to a problem or a question.Basically, to know what's going on.
文章接着说呢，科学家们正在努力找出六角恐龙再生呢能力背后的秘密。Figure out 就是想出、想办法、明白、理解的意思。举个例子 ，I never been able to figure him out. 我一直呢不能理解他。
Now we talked about the regenerative ability.The word regenerate as a verb means to grow back after a loss. So axolotls regenerate their limbs and other body parts. The word in our sentence, regenerative, is the adjective form of the word regenerate. So it's describing this ability to grow back body parts and also resist cancer.
这边我们来看 regenerate 这个动词意思是再生恢复 regenerative,变成了形容词再生的恢复的 So here, people want to figure out what makes axolotls' regenerative abilities work. This will be a very useful thing for humans to know.
Exactly. Now, as the article says, they hope that it can help humans regenerate organs that are damaged. So there in that sentence, we've used the verb formregenerate, grow back. So maybe if you had a disease, you lost your kidney, you could grow a new one.
这里的 they 呢指的是科学家们希望这样的一个能力呢可以帮助人类再生受损的器官。
The final sentence of day one says there is no denying that scientists still have a lot to learn from axolotls about what they can do. We use the phrase there's no denying that,to mean that this fact is impossible to deny. We can use similar phrases like this. There's no knowing what will happen means we don't know what will happen. Here's another one. There's no telling Peter what to do when his mind is made up. That means you just can't tell him. He won't listen.
文章最后说呢，不可否认的，科学家们仍然有许多要从六角恐龙身上去了解他们可以做什么。这里用到一个文法。There is no V-I-N-G. 这个句型用来表示是不可能或是无法的意思。那么为了强调动词的作用是相当不可能的，所以在动词前面加上 no, 并且呢把动词改成 V-I-N-G. 举个例子 ,There is no arguing that the internet has influenced society in many ways. 网络以多种的形式呢方式影响社会，这是不用争论的。
Yep, I couldn't argue with that sentence. Well, that brings us to the end of the first day of the article, so let's go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat!
So our question here is, what other types of animals have special abilities? And what could humans learn from them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are quite a lot of cool things. Do you know any?
Okay. It makes me think of the geckos.
They geckos, can lose, bihu, right? Wall
yes,
tiger?
Bihu, yes.
Yes.
They can lose their tails in defense, but they grow their tails back again.
Okay.
And I was thinking that our humans' teeth, you know, it gets, if we have a bad tooth, a decayed tooth, it falls off, we go to the dentist.
Right.
But it only has a chance to grow back once.
Yeah, your kid ones, your
yes.
adult ones. So,
yes.
So we want to be like a shark, which is
yes.
growing new teeth
uh-huh.
all the time. Yeah,
yes.
sharks, that would be a kind mm-hmm. of a useful skill to have, so that we could always regrow our teeth if mm-hmm. we break them or something like that. I think of spiders.
Spiders?
Spiders okay. and their ability, firstly, to spin silk.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
secondly, to climb walls with their hands and feet.
Spider-Man.
Basically like Spider-Man, yeah. Bees.
Bees.
Bees have incredible ability to work together, to build yeah, extremely solid structures. They in their hives, mm-hmm. those are really solid. They make them so strong.
Mm.
And so this ability to kind of build, work together, and bees can learn. If you close like one door to their hive, uh-huh. they will find another one, and they will talk to each other
oh.
and tell everybody, don't go that way,
wow.
go this way.
Mm.
And also bees will do this thing. If a wasp comes in,
mm-hmm.
the bees get around it,
mm-hmm.
and they make it so hot that the wasp dies. So there's a lot of really interesting kind of natural things that animals can do that we could learn from. You could pretty much pick any animal.
Mm-hmm.
We learned how to make airplanes from watching birds
yes.
fly and bats mm-hmm. and things like that. And like a bat's wings, it's just material stretched over
mm-hmm.
a frame. Bam, you've got a plane. So any animals can teach us plenty of things. That's the end of today's article, though. Join us again tomorrow for more on axolotls. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Axolotls, the swimmers with a smile. There's a monster living in the water around Mexico City. But this monster isn't scary at all. In fact, it might make you smile. It's a special animal called an axolotl, meaning water monster in the language of the Aztec people. The axolotl is a type of salamander which can live in water and sometimes on land. It looks different from other salamanders with its light pink skin and feather-like gill stalks coming out from behind its head. Young axolotls have what looks like a constant smile, making them seem friendly. Their looks have made them popular in recent years. Axolotls are more than just cute, though. They have an amazing ability to grow back limbs that are lost. One axolotl named Frankie grew back part of his face and eye after losing them to an infection. Axolotls even seem to resist getting cancer. Scientists are working to figure out the secret behind the axolotl's regenerative ability. They hope that it can help humans regenerate organs that are damaged. There is no denying that scientists still have a lot to learn from axolotls about what they can do.
Vocabulary review.
Scary. My mother doesn't think children should watch scary movies about ghosts or crazy killers. Feather. The cat jumped on the bird and pulled off some of its feathers before the bird got away. Constant. This constant rain is terrible. It hasn't stopped falling for 5 days. Limb. Human beings have 4 limbs, 2 arms, and 2 legs. Infection. You should clean that cut on your knee so you don't get an infection. Resist. Eating lots of fruits and vegetables can help your body resist some diseases, like colds.
智慧小补帖.
Salamander. Gill. stock, regenerative.